Nolte, CNN accidentally reports mental decline has forced Biden into hiding. By John Nolte on February 7, 2024. A member of the corporate media accidentally reported that his fraudulency, Joe Biden's obvious mental decline, is so pronounced he's probably adopted the strategy of hiding from the media. During a segment on Doomed CNN this morning, someone named Selena Mohsen, who identifies as Bloomberg's senior Washington correspondent, was asked about President Roomba skipping what has become a traditional presidential interview prior to the Super Bowl. Him saying no to something that he's expected to do. A serious interview, he can really get his message out to an audience. Just sitting, waiting for him, waiting for his message. Is telling, Mohsen said, adding, is it because he can't handle it? Is it because he can't handle it? What? An accurate talking point inconvenient to a Democrat on CNN? Excuse me while I run outside to count the number of suns because this is a world I do not recognize. Former President Trump sparked this discussion earlier in the week when he invited Biden to immediately debate him. I'd like to debate him now because we should debate. We should debate for the good of the country, Trump told Dan Bongino this week. With a slur in his voice, a halt in his step, and eyes that appeared elsewhere, Biden responded to the debate invite with, immediately? Well, if I were him, I'd want to debate me, too. He's got nothing else to do. This exchange led CNN to wondering if there would be any presidential debates at all this year. CNN anchor Phil Mattingly said, I think I'm in the minority on our team in that I am convinced there will be debates, and I don't see any way there is not. Am I wrong? Mohsen replied, look, since 2016, everything we were convinced of, we need to throw out. Maybe it will happen for different reasons than it used to. This line of thinking is what led Mohsen to question Biden's refusal to sit down for the extended Super Bowl interview and wonder if the refusal was based on the White House's concern Biden couldn't handle that forum anymore. Referring to a clip of Slow Joe mumbling and losing his train of thought, Mohsen added, just look at that clip we just saw. If he is not able to follow the questions, if his staff is worried that he can connect the dots and find the word that he's looking for, that's a problem. He can connect the dots and find the word that he's looking for. Give me another second to count those suns again. It's always hilarious when a so-called journalist accidentally tells the truth because what happens next is so predictable, it is never spoken of again. Ever. The word goes out across the entire corporate media landscape that this was a one-time mistake and not a green light for anyone to start being honest about something as important as the mental deterioration of a sitting president. This reminds me of November 2008 when CNN's Anderson Cooper reported accurately that then-presidential candidate Barack Obama was lying about his relationship with convicted domestic terrorist Bill Ayers. Everyone got all excited. Finally, the media's going to cover this. Nope. Never. Not allowed. Not even 16 years ago. So don't get excited. There is no lie the media will not tell and no truth the media will not cover up to stop Trump from reclaiming the presidency. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrek, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jtmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.